Well, Mika Whaitere is kindly with us to kōrero about that reality. Mika, standing for Te Pāti Māori and Ika Rōra, for Te Tohene, tēnā koe, kia ora no, hoki mai.
Morena, morena, Dale.
Morena. That's a kick in the guts for people still reeling, coming to terms with what's occurred earlier in the year. What feedback have you had about what might occur today, Mika?
Yeah, so obviously it's very, very, very wet outside here in Tauranga. And it was very, very wet when we were up the coast yesterday. So it kind of chased us back down to Gisborne when we were up in Ruatoria yesterday and the day before up in Hicks Bay. Just the weather and the unsafe roads, essentially State Highway 35, you still got major slips and road washouts from Gabriel and prior to Gabriel, hail, which was what we also had up here in January this year before Gabriel arrived. So people kind of get immune and realise that if you need to get out of the coast, so now when you're visiting the coast and you get a severe amount of rain, people generally do move to get out because the last thing they want to do is get stuck up there because road closures. And that's just for us, the visitors, but for the Hokianga, they've seen it come and go. And I guess a lot of the I guess what everyone's looking for is just a warmer, less wet summer, and that's what people are hoping for up the coast. But when you talk to the Hokianga people, they're very matter-of-fact about, it's raining, because, you know, that's what they've experienced month on end and years on end. And so they just move about their business as per normal. But for us visitors, it's a sign to clear off the coast if you're not from there. And get to safer grounds.
Well, tēnā koe, obviously everyone's talking about polling and the influence it has on public sentiment and mood. And by publishing the polls and highlighting them, it can, in many cases, dissuade voters from taking part if they think that it's a foregone conclusion. The reason I touch on this, because I'm hesitant, actually, to reference polls in Ika Rōra Āwhiti, because of noted shortcomings in the way they're conducted. And Mika, who owns the polling companies that are doing the research. Maybe you look at the polling more closely than I am, but what would you say of that sort of kōrero? A lot of it seems unreliable.
Yeah, I think you just nailed it on the head, Dale, as I take all the polls in our electorate with a grain of salt. I may have raised it the last time I was on your show, because of the size of the electorate, because of the severe damage that's impacted on a majority of the electorate. So you still have people without homes, displaced, infrastructure like roads, like the coast. Internet's a bit dodgy, definitely very few landlines. So with all that backdrop, when you hear polls that come out and they say things like they've rung people's land, 500 people, they've rung people's landlines and then they've got hold of them on mobiles and then they've used online, I know immediately, I thought, well, that will have to be like somewhere down at the bottom end of the electorate, Te Awa Kairangi, because people haven't been impacted severely by some of the weather that the northern part of the electorate has been. So you're right. I mean, I take all the polls with a grain of salt. And the one that was put to us, I think, from Māori TV was a classic in terms of what the results they said. I guess the takeaway point from that is the 29% undecided. And that's about it from that poll, to be quite frank. And I expect that, as I expressed again on your show, the severity of many of our voters have experienced this year alone on the backs of 2 years of COVID means, engagement around general election. They're not the processes that I've seen when I was with Labor was quite different to what I'm seeing with Te Pāti Māori. Te Pāti Māori's got a very ground network. It's hard to reach whānau. And so they don't even come out to the candidate debates, but the ones I'm meeting in their homes, in their gathering places, and their realisation that they need to get them to vote is giving me great heart, because they're not your mainstream voters. So there's this absolute groundswell, which won't be shown on anyone's polls, of our people who just realise that they have to step up. They don't want National Act in. And I'm just quite blown away, even though I've been an MP for 10 years, the reach in some of these communities in whānau that we've never had in the past is now coming to the surface. And they've got a different way of communicating. They don't watch mainstream news, Dale. They don't follow. They've got their own channels of communicating. And with one key leader puts a word out, it resonates amongst their community. And that's what I'm seeing.
It's really intriguing where the Māori vote will lie, but also the influence it could have. There are many commentators who are suggesting the Māori vote could be absolutely crucial. When you look at the numbers needed, I think a bloc or the National Act bloc, even if they were successful, they'd have a very tight margin. They're courting New Zealand First as well. So, you know, there's still a lot to play out with here and far from a foregone conclusion. As I say, I'm hesitant to talk polls, and with you, I'd expect the same sort of reaction that we get from Winston, saying, hey, don't talk to me about polls, there's only one that counts, and maybe you should sing in chorus with Winston, even though you might not agree on too many other things. Maybe you've got this one in common.
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, we just take each poll with a grain of salt. If we're down in whoever's poll, then it just motivates our team to work harder. We don't take it if it goes against us. We know what we know because our team is well experienced across the electorate. And like I said, the difference for this election that I haven't had in my previous three general elections is that the reach we're getting into particular whānaus that you would say have been disengaged with the whole general election. There's a real groundswell of Māori that generally don't vote, and Te Pāti Māori has brought them out. That's what I'm sensing when I meet with them and they share with me. And just the way that they let their people know that, you know, we'll now start putting our tino rangatira flags down the main street. It's just this, I don't know how to describe it other than, you know, you've got to create those relationships, which we've done, and they've just come to the surface, and they've just basically said, we've been in this movement since Tariana Fire, what do you need? And they're people that you would never come across at any Labour event, but they've got a groundswell and big influences in the community, and they've shown it by pulling people out. And so when you walk into a meeting, you can tell that these are the people, they're hearty, our people, mistrusting of any government, mistrusting of any service, but the core has gone out and they've come forward. And so that's what I'm saying. These individuals will never reach any of the polls that any of the pollsters are running. So we just, like I said, we take it with a grain of salt. It motivates our team to go harder, but more importantly, it motivates those disengaged people when I'm talking to them that this is what we need, and all I get is ka pai whai, we're there right with you, whatever you need. And so that's kind of uplifting while you've got 19 days to go, Dale.
Well, I wish you well on the hustings too, and respect that Te Pāti Māori is pitching to our people in ways others aren't, and also very mindful of the youthfulness of our population, so angling a lot of the kōrero, the rhetoric, at our younger people rather than as many of the parties are, just pitching to the middle-aged and, well, some in particular, the well-heeled. All the best on the hustings. We'll talk again next time around. Thanks, Mecca.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Ngā mihi. Mecca Whaitiri, standing for Te Pāti Māori and Ikurua Rāwhiti.